There is.
Are we going to find it? Did she basically push you into the lift?
Did she?
Sorry?
She pushed you
into the lift. No. I said, did she virtually push you? Or?
Oh, no, we find left hand.
Oh, right. I prefer a leopard.
Yes? But you up in the cafe earlier on and left your phone.
My friend got it.
Thank you. A lady came and brought it back, but thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, that's
fine.
Thank you. Oh, they're so lovely here.
They are, yeah. Yeah, hopefully I can be fairly confident that I haven't dropped anything because on account of the fact that nobody's told me.
Yeah.
I could deal with them in my flat. I think I could ask them to pop round every now and again.
Find your rucksack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, let's try and get in a good position to get a good stereo recording of this.
There are two of them, so... And for the boo, they're welding bits of car together.
Fee's dad very helpfully explained that this is done by having two sort of bits that come together, two sort of prongs or something, and the electricity flows through at a certain frequency, and as it sort of jumps arcs between the two, it welds the ends, which was really helpful actually.
It was. Thank you, Dad.
Thank you, Mr. Dunn.
Seriously, they don't do that. Stuart. Now, where's the button?
Oh, is there meant to be a button?
Stop.
You go that way and I'll go this way. And we'll see if we can find the button. Come on, Vance. Right, I'm going round. It's got this sort of metal cage around here. Like sort of really fierce chicken wire. Is that a button? Let's see what happens if I press it. Yep. Yeah, I'm here. Keep pulling it round. Big air front.
You mean like you cleaning your flat?
I don't know the reference. Cleaning flat? What do these words mean?
Well, in your case, getting out the air freshener.
She's so rude, this Fee. Made a car yet? Sounded like it was crushing something, didn't it?
Yeah. Can I press it this time?
Go on, you press the button. One,
I found the button.
Two, three, go!
Oh, it did.
She's broken it. Or something. I'm going to keep following this round and see if I get a different perspective on it for the sound thing. There we go. Going through a gap. I don't think we do get another perspective. Actually, oh no, there's a wall in front of me. That's not so helpful. And a window. No, I can't go around it then. Oh, sorry.
You found me.
I found you again, yeah. I've been all the way around. No, I haven't actually. I almost walked into a wall, found a big glass window and thought I'd come back.
Oh dear.
No, no, it's true.
The light goes through, so you don't know there's something there.
Yep, absolutely. Well, apart from the sort of sound change and...
yeah, but you're just looking.
Yeah, just looking, yeah, absolutely.
True. I've done that before.
Oh, I've walked smack into plenty of glass windows, you know.
Yeah, do you know, I've walked into loads of wooden ones.
Did you?
Yeah. Steel ones, they're really horrible.
Do you think if I poke my finger through, the robots will bite my fingers?
Yeah, probably.
Is it like tigers at the zoo?
I reckon it might be.
Yeah.
Robert and the Robots. That is what I'm going to have to call this boo, isn't it? Robert and the Robots.
You might have to.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm all into alliterative booing.
And especially because the iPhone actually says robots, like, and it sounds robots. Like Robert.
Robert. Yeah, okay.
Oh, is that? You are a robot. Oh, that would explain a lot. These are your friends. They're your family, in fact.
They're dying again now.
Are they?
Yeah, I don't think we should press it again.
No, I don't.
I like the quiet, after all.
Yeah, it's not quiet.
They've all died. Hooray. Right, let's go.
Oh, but they're your brothers and sisters.
Good riddance to them. Right. There's some light on something over here, and I am naturally attracted to the light. I can see the light! But I can't get to it, whatever it is. Or is it a car or something? It might be a car. Find left, Vance, find the car. There's a car, Vance. Find the car. No, you can't find the car. Windows off to the left. Oh, maybe a cafe or something again. Fine, all right, thanks. This smells good. I can smell steam or something.
Oh, I can.
Well, probably not steam, smoke, maybe.
Is that the engine? Maybe.
No, hang on. It's good having you here because I can push you forward first, and then when you hit something, you go out, and I think, oh, I won't go that way then.
You are. You're just like someone's little brother. You are.
Someone's little brother.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not someone's little brother.
You're a big brother.
I'm a big brother.
And you're still this childish.
Oh, but everyone needs a childish outlet every now and again. Find the way, Vance.
Yeah, but you have it all the time.
Fed up of being serious. there was a barrier here. And on the other side of said barrier is... I have no idea what. There's a thing here. It feels like it should be a button. Can I see what happens if I press it? Doesn't work. It's rubbish.
No, it doesn't press, does it?
Nope. It's just rubbish. I'm just following the barrier around. Yeah, shush. Well, it's telling us to shut up, isn't it, basically?
It's telling you to shut up.
Yeah, maybe. You'd better not edit out all the bits of you being rude to me.
Oh,
is there a button?
Oh no, it's a made up button.
Oh. And if I get a little, I think if there is a button,
it's
a child.
Oh, yeah, Freudian slip.
We have another one of those things that don't do anything. the noise it makes of doing nothing. Really helpful, isn't it? Really good. I tell you what, we could just pretend it's going. In fact, if I angle the microphone right, if I do it on the correct side, oh.
I think that's the thing. There's like a ginormous bath fills up and empties or something.
Hopefully not on us. So is it like a pumping machine of some kind? Then? Yeah, I think that's the robots.
They were going more like...
Oh, that's true. Okay. Keep following this barrier along a bit. Yeah, I'm going this way. Stand there, Vance. There's another one of these button things that don't do anything.
Probably got writing on
them. I wonder what they are. Yeah, it probably says fire alarm. Be careful coming round here, the barrier ends and there's a solid thing. Yeah, have you tried reading it yet?
What, the print? Yeah.
We'll see if it's a tactile print. You know, that, no, that clever, like...
It's a see-through thing.
Like in lifts.
Yeah. No.
No, all right. We do seem to have reached the... We seem to have reached the hissy thing, though.
Yeah. Still don't know what it is, but we've reached it.
Mouse in it.
Yeah, like a lot of my... Oh, hang on, there's a big noise.
Rumbly sound.
Yeah. I don't think we did that, though.
Do you not? I'm going to keep following this round.
Maybe it's
not. Wait there, man.
Boring without them.
Oh, I think I had the microphone the wrong way around. For anybody listening to this, the hissy noise is actually on the opposite side to where it sounded like it was coming from. I'll try again. Here we go. The noise that was on the left will now be on the right, and the right noise will be on the left, and we will still be behind you. Hissing as I can cope with, so I'm going to carry on around this metal thing.
I will follow you then.
Good, good. I am now moving along slowly with my hand on the banister. I'm going to find my way around this thing. Good boy, Vance. It's a water?
Yeah, it's you're breathing, yeah.
You're right.
Well, maybe it's a first attempt at a ventilator. Oh, it's got another lever here. Doesn't do anything, mind, but...
Doesn't it even squeak?
Let me see. Nope, it doesn't squeak. They've oiled it.
They've oiled this one.
All I can say is, well, it's probably not all I can say, but all I can say for the moment is, I'm glad we got a concession.
Yeah, but to be fair, we probably could have asked them for help, but you didn't want it.
Well, it's true, but we should be able to access it independently. We shouldn't need help.
Here we go.
Don't you think?
Yeah, but that's not realistic, though, is it?
I think they do it in some museums. You could access the museum.
Oh, you mean like with an audio thing?
Museum of London, they have a very good audio thing that you could access it independently with. Even has directions that aimed at a VI person.
Would be good.
Guys, sorry to interrupt you.
Yes.
I think you might have left a mobile phone.
Oh, yeah. I think my friend's got it now.
Thank you anyway.
Thank
you so much. Okay. You're all so lovely here. And on that note, we'll end the boo. Robert's grumpiness and me calling them lovely.
No stereotypes there, then.
Well, no. Monotypes. Someone was on the radio and they started talking about stereotypes. I was like, what the...
Stereo? As if it's not steering?
Yeah.
That was.
I just thought that was really weird.
It is.
She sounded pretty normal, most of the things she said, but then she said that.
I hope you rang in and complained.
No.
Disgusted of infernal heat.
Yeah. This phone's getting quite low too, but luckily I bought an emergency charger for it as well.
Well, we're all going to be needing our emergency... All two of us are going to be needing our emergency chargers. I'm carrying on to move along this thing. Okay. Aren't you keeping all of them? Aren't you keeping all of them? Aren't you keeping all of them?
Oh, I thought you said something about an organ. I was like, what?
No, the organs are upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what this one is. This one isn't making any noise. Sorry, were you talking? I've moved. So I said, were you talking? I moved.
I know, you keep doing that.
I know, I'm sorry. Rubbish VI person. I do all the things that complain about other people doing.
Yeah. You're an inaccessible person.
I am. That's it. Very inaccessible. What's here?
Hang on, where are you looking?
Left. But the way that you're looking. Here.
It's ropes, whatever it is. Probably do not touch something.
The rope probably means if it's not quite as dangerous as the stuff that's over there.
But we can't see the do not touch
something. So, shall we touch it?
Yeah.
At which point it cuts off our hand.
Yeah.
We didn't see it? Oh, yeah. Oh no, we've done a boo now. We'd have to erase the boo. That's no good. Ooh, what's that? How long is a thing?
Thank you.
thing. It's like a the end. It feels like the end of a
train boiler.
Yeah, it is the end of a train boiler. And it has these rods on the end. If you're here.
Oh yeah.
And you think that you have to align them in a certain way so that you can then open the boiler. Obviously, you don't want to do it by accident because
it might
hurt.
Just fall off or.
It's not so much that it falls off. It's the pressure inside would throw it outwards and kill you.
That wouldn't be good, would it?
Probably not. So if you want to turn it.
No. Anyway, it's not hot, or they wouldn't let people touch it, would they?
It's true. Yeah. How boring. Oh, I think it says something. It's raised lettering here. Hang on, let's find the beginning of the word. Okay. What kind of letter is that? Oh, A? U-S-T-O, Astro. A very dirty finger after this.
Probably not.
N.
I think they're quite clean.
Aston. Aston, as in Aston in Birmingham.
Ah. Yeah, that would be.
So presumably
sense.
Where it was built. P. R, possibly. Or A.
I think it was R, but.
O. An O with a gap in it. Maybe a C, wouldn't it? Or a G.
C. I thought it was C.
And a T. Hang on, I'm forgetting what I've already said. P-R-O-C-T, Proct O-R, Aston Proctor. Yeah.
Blowing your hand?
Yeah, to get rid of the metal dust stuff.
Yeah.
Right, well, excellent. Aston Proctor. I can't think of anything funny to say about that. I've rattled my brain. My brain's too tired to think of funny things.
You did get up very early.
It's true. It's a long, long time ago. I'm touching this thing. You're probably not meant to touch it. Who cares? And there's a big wheel. Would you like to feel a big wheel? There's a wheel here. Down a bit. There. And there seems to be like a footplate above it. I wonder if this is a tram. I suppose it actually can't be the tram because it wouldn't have a steam engine.
It's actually part of the same as the train. There's this laddery bit here. Did you find that?
Oh, the laddery bit? No, I didn't find the laddery bit.
There.
Alright, okay, I see. Or I feel.
So you'd
climb whatever
up
the equipment
from there
is.
To the train bit, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose you would. Find out there's something in the. When you walk along, there's something in the floor, so don't trip up. Another wheel. No, the wheelie is.
Oh, yes. Very good. Or something.
She's on automatic pilot now. So we're at the other end of this very small engine thing.
Lots
of knobs and things. There's a handle and a knob and another knob. Oh, and somebody has attached a. I wonder what that's for. Somebody has attached a disc to it with a piece of wire. And there's a big pipe.
I found a big pipe.
You found a big pipe. It's probably the other end of the big pipe that I found. Just to go with that noise.
Yeah.
No, it must be Aston again. Oh.
I thought it said Ruston.
It says the same as what it did round there. How boring's that?
They didn't even think to call it something else at the opposite end.
No.
Could be like a crispy pool, you couldn't it?
Yeah.
Right, okay. There's a big pipe with a light in it here. Probably not going to touch that, do I? It might be hot. Oh yeah, that's true. Don't want anything don't want anything dangerous here, like stepping stones.
Ooh. Some of the information Mum was reading.
Yeah, it could be. Yes, this is probably the large print they were talking about. It's alright. It's fine. If you'd meant to, it would have been harder.
Oh yes.
Oh, I can actually read something here. This is good. It's sort of lit up from underneath.
What can you read?
It says the whole family lives great fluent reader, you know, in a tiny space within. All, I've got to the end of the line. All, this is like the test they give me at Moorfields. All their Jane and John throw the ball. Their belongings. I forgot what it said at the start. I don't get what this has got to do with steam engines.
Maybe it's a caravan.
There was no proper vehicular. No, I made that up actually. Ventilation. This is what. See, this is partly how I read. Is I see the beginning of the word and just and you know use
really
the
need to learn
use the context to do it. Ventilation. Toilet, bath, fresh. Huh? Toilet, bath, or fresh? Oh, fresh, comma, clean water. But, at the beginning of a sentence, for many conditions on land, I'm losing the will to live here.
But for many.
Oh, hang on. Yep, sorry. But for many conditions on land were a little better. So it's a boat then.
It's
amazing how much you can. Oh, yes, yes. The next line's down. It says canal boat.
Yes.
Decoration.
Decoration?
Yeah, I'm fed up with reading, to be honest. All the blood's gone to my hair. Oh.
Well,
well
done!
Done. You did very well!
Thank you. I know, I feel very proud of myself.
Ah, dear. That is the first bit of writing I've been able to read in this museum so far. That's
something on the right here that's making noises.